The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Billy Blake, as we are here at Norwich, where the Sydney Warriors lead the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. The score, 25-7 at this point. And the only thing that I will say is shame on you if you're not enjoying a night game here under the lights on a turf field. It's a good night for football, folks. Come on by if you're in the area, or make sure that you see all the rest of the games that are coming up when they may be a whole lot closer to home when they're up at Alumni Field in Sydney. So the Sydney Warriors are out on the field as the co-captains are chatting things over, and now it is going to be the OHS Yellow Jackets that are going to be receiving. Let's see, who was it? 74, Dylan Rushton was out there, and number 23, Scott Conrad, the two Oneonta players who are serving as co-captains tonight. And now all of the players are back in their brief huddles for another word or two, and then we'll be at it for the second half of the game tonight. Do we have a normal clock? No, we don't have a normal time. That was one of the things that I loved about the scoreboard at Damaski Field, is that they had not only the official scoreboard, but they also had a clock with U.S. time on it. I like that. 8:27. That's not too bad. Yeah, hour and a half into this. Woo! Mm-hmm. This is not the fastest game we've seen. Who do we have next week? I know I'll tell you that. What do we have? Oh, Delhi at BG. That'll be a good game. That's a great field out at Bainbridge Guilford. And then back down to Binghamton for the Unitigo at Seton Catholic Central. As we see Alumni Field at Binghamton 2 weeks in a row. Okay, the kick is going to be up, and it's going to be good, and it's going to be grabbed down in there by number 21. That's Skylar Thompson. A flag is in the backfield. Thompson way out in front of everybody, and he is not even going to, yeah, he will go in and make sure that he touches the end zone, but we know that it is going to be a flag on the play, and that will negate Skylar Thompson's fine run.
And that would have been the start that Oneonta was looking for, down by several possessions here, and Thompson had a good run back, but that flag back around the 35-yard line will most likely bring things back for the Yellow Jackets.
Oh, yeah. So the flag was thrown at about the 34. Now the referee who threw it is picking it up and tucking it back in. And it will be Oneonta football, first and 10 from the 20. So they're going to take that one all the way back as if it didn't happen. And it will be first and 10 from the 20. All right, so here we go. I'm just looking to see. They got Trey Crawford playing both ways this time. And he is pretty tough defensively. I wouldn't want to be looking across from him. It's going to be Jonathan Vega going into motion, and the handoff will go to Vega, but he's not going to be able to turn the corner as he is going to be hammered down over there. Let's see, number 24, Nate McDonald. You almost don't even have to know who it is. You almost can just guess who it's going to be. It's at that side of the field. Oh, I don't like that. Ah, okay. Don't like that even better. Back. back in formation. This time it will be Vega in motion again. And once again, the Bisser Jonathan is going to grab it, and he's going to be forced out of bounds by Nate McDonald at the 25-yard line. So it is going to be a gain on the play of about five. Vega, the senior, 129 pounds, as we mentioned before, now manages to be forced out of bounds by Nate McDonald.
And Vega's gone in motion both times to start off this drive for the Yellow Jackets, so they're really using Vega early on in the second half after not seeing much of him in the first half.
Well, Brendan Lord is using him a lot. Jonathan McIntyre up over the football. And they're again going to put Vega in motion, but this time the ball will be handed off in there to one of the other backs. I believe that's going to be Conrad. Scott Conrad, the 163-pound senior, gets short yardage as he is going to be across the 25 up to about the 26-and-a-half-yard line. So it will be Matt Robinson getting ready to kick from about the 13 or 14 yard line. Snap comes back to him, flags all over the place, and with that, Robinson doesn't even bother to kick it. So they're going to march off a few yards against the Yellow Jackets and start it all over again. Robinson back across the 10 will be kicking from about the 8 or 9 yard line. The snap on fourth down, back, and this time Robinson gets off a good one. It will be taken by Billy Kozak at the 50 yard line. He runs a zigzag motion, lots of leg motion, but he only picks up about 10 yards as he will be stopped in Oneonta territory at the 40. Very interesting to watch the sidelines. You have some games where everybody is intent on watching the game, and the coaching staff trying to work out any little inconsistencies they may have. But the kids along the sideline, and I'm saying the little kids, the 12, 13-year-olds, they're having a great time. Ball kept on the ground. It's going to be Nate McDonald carrying. Number 24 is going to be grabbed in there by number 24, Sam Sherrill. So Sherrill is the man who whirls around McDonald and brings him down. Sam Sherrill is also only a sophomore.
And as expected, Sidney sticking to the running game. Had successes in the first half. Why change things up in the second?
Full moon tonight up over top of Norwich's field as the ball goes into Damian Zimmer, and Zimmer has a prance going in for the touchdown. That ball started back at the 33-yard line. Damian Zimmer, no one I think even realized he had the ball because it didn't look like he was under a full head of steam, but he found the end zone, and with that the score is up to 31-7. Sidney leading Oneonta, and a very happy Damian Zimmer coming to the near sideline, taking off his helmet and rehydrating. And the ball is going to be kicked again, I believe, in there by Billy Kozak. And again, for the third time, Kozak has not been able to connect. I don't know what Billy's doing wrong, but he doesn't have the range yet tonight.
And these extra points might not matter tonight in week one with Sidney having a comfortable lead, but you look down the road, we talked about some of the other teams in Sidney's division. When you have close games, you cannot afford to be leaving these extra points off the board.
One of the things that back in the dark ages when in my first radio lifetime, I ended up having to do a number of Oxford games. And Oxford at that time had a number of volunteers. Now, these weren't parents. These were young teachers, faculty members, and some of their friends. And they had a couple of people that just worked with kickers. They had kickers who could kick 50-yard field goals. Now, you talk about swinging a game. There was something that could swing a game. You couldn't assume anything. If you could hold defensively, you could hold the Oxford Blackhawks at that time. They could kill you if they could get within field goal distance. So our score right here is 31-7 on that touchdown. And the OHS Yellow Jackets now getting ready to go on offense, as it will be Nate McDonald looking up and down the line. Yep, he has the right number of men out there. Now he approaches the ball at the 40. Boom! It's going to be a good kick. It will bounce once, twice, and then go out of bounds right there to receive it if it had stayed in bounds with Skylar Thompson. But the sophomore doesn't need to touch the ball, lets it go out of bounds, and the Jackets will take over on the 20-yard line. It is very interesting because just the numbers, probably 16, 18 people on the sidelines for the Warriors, were only about 8 on the sidelines for the Jackets. And that added depth right there can really, on hot nights when you're getting tired, boy, those substitutes can help. Boy, you see that old full moon up there? Even the light bank doesn't blot that out. Here we go. Brendan Lord. Oh, look out. Somebody waited a little too long, and as a result, a flag will fly. Delay of game against the Yellow Jackets. So now, Mr. Lord, 6'3", 185-pound senior, will have a first and 15 situation. Kids in the stands are still racing up and down. In so many fields, we see a big football game going out on the field behind the football field. We're going to have Vega picking up yards, not many of them. He'll get across the original line of scrimmage, so we'll give him a pickup of about 8 on that play. Still second at about 7 to go. Lord sends a man in motion, and who is it? Mr. Vega, but the ball will go on the ground to Scott Conrad. Conrad going off to the right. Vega was moving to the left. Conrad doesn't get much running room at all, maybe a yard, and that's it.
And running the ball not really helping out the Yellow Jackets. That keeps the clock going for Sydney, and down 31-7. You got to put points on the board quickly. At the same time, try to keep that clock stopped, but with Brendan Lord handing the ball off to the numerous running backs, that will just keep this clock going, and that's exactly what Sydney wants.
He drops back. He passes it out to the right side to Skylar Thompson. That ball was batted way up into the air, and finally Thompson grabbed it down. Now, who batted it in the air? I don't know if it was Thompson or the Warrior defender who was on him. Anyway, a pickup of about 3 yards on the play will bring up a 4th and 5 as the ball is spotted down at the 40. When they gave us the original starting lineup, we had Matt Bitzer as one of the running backs. We have not seen Bitzer much, especially late in the game, as a running back. We've seen much more of Conrad, Thompson, and Vega. The ball is going to be boomed down across the 30 to about the 26-yard line. It will be taken there, and going down immediately to one knee, the Sydney Warriors say, hey, we love the field position as it is. We'll take over right here. So Billy Kozak coming off the field. Let's see. You got in there... Austin McCarroll was in on that run back team. Now he's talking to Coach Matthews on the near sideline. As for the Sydney Warriors, Patrick Vibbard still in there at quarterback. Now a very tight end formation. Vibbert going to keep it on the ground, and who comes up with it? 33. So it looks like we do start having some... No, Ojeda's been in there. Just hasn't carried the ball a whole lot tonight. Roberto Ojeda, 5'6", 150-pound senior. Three seniors in the backfield for the Sydney Warriors. McDonald, Zimmer, and Ojeda. We've seen Billy Kozak in there a fair amount. And junior Patrick Vibbert has been pretty much quarterbacking throughout. Oops, look out. Loose ball picked up in there by McDonald. He alertly tried to pick up and run, but by then there were all sorts of white jerseys all over him, so there will be a loss on that play back across the 25 to about the 24-and-a-half. 7:05 on the clock. 31-7 is our score.
And when you have a lot of tight formations like we've seen from Sydney, there is an extremely small margin of error. If there's a miscommunication with the running back and the quarterback, there's bound to be a fumble, and there was one right there, but luckily Sydney was able to pick it right back up.
It is going to be number 8. That's Austin McCarroll. McCarroll going to test the line on the left side. He can't turn the corner. He will pick up a couple of yards, and that's it. The ball will be up with one end of it just touching the 25-yard line. We'll call it fourth and still about 12. It was interesting what looked like so very good field position when the ball was kicked away. Now all of a sudden doesn't look so advantageous when it's fourth and about 12. 6:09, the clock running down. The ball is going to be kicked away in there by McDonald. He gets it across the midfield line. It's going to bounce at the 48, roll down to about the 38, continue on down to the 34, and finally going to be touched down there. So the Jackets will take over. A reminder again, we have a doubleheader for you tomorrow. The afternoon game tomorrow will be... game of tomorrow afternoon will be the Unitigo Spartans against Shenango Forks at 1:30. Night game at 7 o'clock, BG at Seton Catholic Central. I was trying to get the wrong one. The afternoon game starting a half an hour early, the night game starting a half an hour late. Nobody listens to me. 1:30 and 7 is what it is, folks. Ball going to be pitched out in there, and on the ground, I believe they will see that as McDonald. No, it's going to be number 21, Skylar Thompson. Thompson, the old workhorse, doing it again. Now they're going to send Ojeda back into the ball game, this time defensively. Second at about 8. Ball kept on the ground again by Lord. Lots of pushing, shoving, nobody gaining anything. Finally, it is going to be big old number 64 for the Sydney Warriors coming in to make the stop. And 64, that's Colin Brandle. Brandle? Another one of those guys I would not want to see when he was angry.
Mm-hmm.
Big boy. Putting the ball in the air this time. It is going to be Lord, and there to receive it is Matt Robinson. Robinson inside the 30. He hit hard at about the 31-32 and just skidded forward. And the officials will put it down inside the 30.
And that play definitely serves as a confidence booster for the Yellow Jackets.
Oh,
nice throw there by Lord.
Absolutely. Lord, a senior, has two sophomores in his backfield. Now he drops back again. He gets no protection at all. As blowing through there is the aforementioned Colin Brandle. And he puts a big stick on him that time. Brandle, as we said, 270-pound, 5'11 senior. And do you feel like you've been run over by a steamroller, Mr. Lord? 4:10 showing on the clock. The Sydney Warriors leading the Oneonta Yellow Jackets 31-7. Scott Conrad trying to carry the football forward. He will manage to get down to about the 20, we'll call it 6-yard line. So he gets down to the 26. Interesting comment that I've made so many times over the years that broadcasting football games can be somewhat impersonal, especially if you have had a little bit of rain. Ball going to be pitched back to Lord, who is going to have to eat it. As a couple of men came in there hard, he was stopped in there by number 45, who that is Jared Cuddy. Cubby. Who else was in there on that one that time? I want to say Alex Morrow may have been assisting on that one, too. Regardless, it is going to be a fourth and about 12. Dropping back is going to be Lord. Oh, right into the hand of number 6. That is Damian Zimmer. Zimmer is going to still be on his feet as he approaches the 45. He gets across the 45. He's finally going to be brought down hard in there by two or three members of the Oneonta Yellow Jackets, but not before the Sydney Warriors gain excellent field position. First and 10, Warriors from the 46.
And you look at the two plays before that interception thrown. Lord was sacked twice, so this third time he's feeling the pressure in the pocket. He's got to get rid of the ball quickly. And he threw it away, and Damian Zimmer was right there for the interception.
Now we start seeing some of the substitutes. Mike Cruz split out to the near side. He is running downfield. The pass will go on the other side of the field to McDonald. So Nate McDonald, in a play that started from the 46-yard line, takes the pass from Patrick Vibbert, goes 54 yards for that touchdown. So Nate McDonald making it look easy. Everybody was paying attention to Mike Cruz split out. The ball was passed to the left side instead of the right side, and that made it easy for the touchdown. 2.5 minutes, 2:32, the time of the touchdown. I don't even want to say Billy Kozak's name. Poor Billy. He is going to be kicking after, I think he's missed maybe three of them. Regardless, so it is going to be Vibbert holding again. Who's coming out? I don't know if he's coming out or coming over to talk to the coaches to get a play. Mike Ward. And I guess they're going to take time out before the Warriors try the point after kick. We had a completion on one touchdown, or a completion, a conversion, but the kicks outside of that have been either off to the right or a little bit low or both. So Vibbert now is going to be holding the ball. It will be kicked this time, and it's up, and the jinx is broken as Billy Kozak puts one through the upright. So Vibbert comes over to the sideline and does a high leap in the air and gets congratulations from Damian Zimmer as the Warriors celebrate just a little bit. Our score has gone up to 38-7, and you are listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves with you at Norwich High School as the Sydney Warriors taking on the Oneonta High School Yellow Jackets. 2:32 to go in the third quarter, and this one is all Warriors. They have a 38-7 lead, and they have been led offensively by the senior running back, Nate McDonald. He has put on quite the performance tonight.
Usually we end up having a rehydration break. This time it's a bit of a break as Bryant Gray comes to the near side to have some equipment readjusted. Now they'll be ready to go, and the kick will come off to the near side, be out of bounds. So a whole lot of effort and no run back necessary. We still have ourselves a wonderfully warm night. This is, it was a hot day today. For those of you just joining us, I made the mention that I had to run some errands in the Syracuse area today and was riding around in a stuffy old vehicle all day long. So this is a reasonably warm, comfortable breeze this evening. Not a very big breeze. It just happens to hit just right coming in through the window, which is an open window, folks, of the press box here in Norwich. So now let's see. It's the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. And now it's going to be a totally different formation as Brendan Lord takes the snap and the shotgun. Still doesn't get the opportunity to pass any farther. It's interesting because Lord goes into a real low crouch when he is taking the ball on a direct snap from center. So when you look out there and you see him standing up, you're wondering what's going on here. Second and 10. And the ball will again be put into the air. The intended receiver not able to get it is going to bounce away from him. We have a man down momentarily, and he is going to be watched. I guess it's a leg injury. He's walking on it, but a little tenderly, and now I believe they're probably going to send him to the sideline. Yep. It was interesting because with the attention that is being paid to concussions, the official was right there and wasn't going to let him move until he saw that it wasn't head. When he saw that it was a cramp or whatever, that was actually good news on that one. Brendan Lord drops back. He has a man out on the flat this time. He looks to the far side, and the pass is going to be incomplete over there. Another one of the mystery men. The Jackets pulled up several men from the junior varsity, some of whom have played, some of whom have not. We have the roster that was provided to us, which does not have some of the JV players listed on it. So we do have an occasional person sneaking in, and we have a number but no name. Kicking situation. The ball is going to be kicked away by Robinson. It's across midfield, bounces hard at the 40, but takes a neutral bounce and just comes to the sideline. Nobody gained. It wasn't an Oneonta bounce. It wasn't a Sydney bounce. The ball came down, and it looked like that perfect short chip shot that you wanted to hit the green and stay right there, and it did that time. 2 minutes, 5 seconds, third period of play. The Sydney Warriors leading the Oneonta Yellow Jackets 38-7 here in neutral territory on the turf field of Norwich tonight. foul will be kept on the ground as they're going to just run out the clock. I believe it was Ojeda who carried it that time and didn't get much at all in the line of yardage. You know, it's interesting that you quickly learn back, especially when you already know the names of the players. It's very quickly that you know if it's 24, it's McDonald. If it's 33, it's Ojeda. If it's 6, it's Zimmer. Poor Billy Kozak, I've already learned his number tonight. Trey Crawford, the center, you see his number and you learn who he is. I'm not saying that after a while you get to the point where you could almost do the game without a roster in front of you, but it's certainly a lot easier. Ojeda on the carry, gets the first down. He had to go 5. He picked up 10, gets across midfield to the 49-yard line. Pick up on that play of about 7, possibly 8. The first of probably, I think we counted them up before, I think there were 6 games that we have for the Sydney Warriors right here on our Friday night football, Saturday afternoon football station. Ball going to be kept on the ground as this time it will be number 8 in there, Austin McCarroll. McCarroll getting down to about the 40-yard line. It looks like it is going to be shy by the length of the football or 2 lengths of the football. Nobody's calling for a measurement, so they can eyeball it across pretty carefully. We mentioned before a number of Sydney fans made the trip over the hill today to this game. Ball going to be on the ground one more time, and that may have been, was it McCarroll again? Okay. Gets the first down as he gets down inside the 30, closer to the 25, the ball at about the 26-yard line.
And just to talk about how deep Sydney is, McCarroll, a senior, didn't really get much time in the first half because guys like McDonald and Zimmer getting a lot of the attention in that first half, but now with a pretty big lead, they're getting McCarroll some work in there, and if he can continue to run like this throughout the year, that makes Sydney offensively even tougher to stop.
Oh, he does run like that. Ojeda that time puts his head down, and he was carrying the football, gets down very close to first down territory again. And let's see, what are they going to say? I guess a gain of about 9, possibly 9.5 on that one, so it'll be 2nd and 1. And we should be just about at the end of the quarter. Yeah, they won't get another play. They're just going to let that clock run down. Where are we? About there, I guess.
Another quarter in the books, and we go to the 4th and final quarter. It is the Sydney Warriors 38 and the Oneonta Yellow Jacks 7. We'll be right back. It's Friday Night Football on the Tri-County Harpy WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Stop by this week at our Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans for fantastic Labor Day savings. This week in our meat department, we have 80% lean, 3 pounds or more fresh ground chuck for $2.29 a pound. We also have fresh Western grain-fed boneless sirloin pork chops for $1.59 a pound. In our produce department, we have California sweet green seedless grapes for $1.29 a pound. We also have Breyers Premium Ice Cream for $2.99 each, 8-ounce Cool Whip topping just 99 cents a piece, and how about 2-liter bottles of Adirondack or Waste Water Dutcher sodas for only 69 cents each. For your Labor Day weekend, we have fresh grade A 3 pounds or more Mountain Air boneless and skinless chicken breasts, only $1.69 a pound. Assorted 12 packs of Pepsi products, 4 for $12 after coupons from our weekly flyer, and best yet hamburger and hot dog rolls, 2 for $3. Everyone here at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans wish our loyal customers a wonderful and safe holiday week and hope that we all have a chance to enjoy the end of summer season.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake. We're coming up with the final 12 minutes of football here from Norwich this evening. The Sydney Warriors leading the Oneonta Yellow Jackets 38-7 is the score. And here we go. The ball is going to be on the ground again. And it will be good for the first down. So the Warriors continue their drive. This time they get down to about the 12-yard line. The linesman will mark it there. And it is the defensive unit trying to dig in for the Yellow Jackets. Ball kept on the ground, a big pile of maroon jerseys. And Ojeda comes up off the bottom of the pile. He has the football in his arms, picks up about 5 as he's down to about the 7-yard line. So when you like to get the kinks out, you don't want to have a ball game that's going to be decided on the final play of the night. Ball going to be pitched in there. It's to one of the single numeral guys. Let's see who comes up. I believe it is going to be number 6. That's Damian Zimmer. And Zimmer gets himself. No, they say McCarroll. So you say McCarroll. You agree with that? All right. So go then to McCarroll, number 8 instead of number 6. We won't say that we appreciate having glasses. 44-7 is the score. The Yellow Jackets managed to score in the very waning seconds of the first half, and Sydney has just continued to add to the tally from there. We will probably be seeing a number of substitutions coming in. Kick going to be up by Kozak, up and good. So 2 in a row as the jinx has been broken and Mr. Bill manages to find the range. So our score goes up to 45-7. Harry Graves along with Billy Blake. You're listening to Football on a Friday Night on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake. Well, we had 1 minute go by since the last time we came back from commercial. The score now up to 45-7. I'll tell you, Mr. Bill, you're going to see a number of new numbers. So when you get comfortable with the starting positions, they'll change. And they may change for both teams. Did you, when doing the Dutchman games this year, did they pretty much go with the same cluster of starters most of the time?
Well, I was just going to mention that. They would, in blowout games, they definitely would switch the lineup up a little bit. And just when I had the 1-9, ready to go in my mind, they changed up on me a bit, so.
Yep. Jonathan Vega settles back under the ball at about the 20 and is going to go up the far sideline right in front of the Oneonta bench, and he gets a good run back across the 40 or close to the 40. Let's see, to the 40, 142 is where they'll finally mark it down. Vega has been worked hard since he made his appearance in this ballgame. He was not one of the starters. And we said that Vega, at 5'7", 129 pounds, and he's a senior at that. Brendan Lord still in there at quarterback. He's going to go to the second man through. I believe that it's going to be Thompson. That time the maroon came in so fast that you couldn't tell. So they say on that Sam Sherrill is the man who now has been moved. Originally he was a receiver, so now he's in there as a running back. Get a lot of company that time. Only gained about 3 yards. Second and 7. And the ball will be going off to the right side again. And it's going to be, oops, stacked up immediately. Lost in that play. Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing is it's number 28. That is going to be Taylor Rau. Rau is a senior, 5'9", 140 pounds. You know, they got a couple of guys that are really big. Cornelius Corkwell is 282, and Williams is 246. They've got Rushton, 240-something. Man is down, so we got a momentary pause in the action. But I'll tell you, they've got a lot of running backs in there that are light. Mm-hmm. It is going to be, I hate to say, a long season for the OHS Yellow Jackets. One of the Sydney Warriors is down, and he whipped his helmet off. It looks like they are exercising one leg down there and the coach holding it down, so it may very well be a cramp. And now the player is sitting up. They're still holding that leg down to the ground to let those muscles stretch out. That hurts. I can remember as a little tiny kid, and I'm talking about 5, 6, 7 years old, my dad would sit on the edge of the bed, and I could feel this golf ball under his skin, and there is nothing more painful than getting a cramp like that. Fortunately, throughout my lifetime, I had very few of them. The area, if I end up getting cramps, it's in the muscles in the bottoms of my feet. If my toes are just right, I'll have to split it back. Now he's up and coming back in, and it is going to be number 45 for the Sydney Warriors. That is going to be Jared Cubby. So Cubby limping as he's being helped off, and I'm certain, I really don't think that he, it may be a Charlie horse, but I'm thinking more likely to be a bit of a cramp. Now he more or less is hopping up and down, and still a little bit tender in there, but he's doing much better. 10-12 showing on the clock. Nate McDonald shouting some sort of instructions up to the press box, to the announcers, to the spotters that are up here. He's probably saying, listen, let the clock run, will you? Pass is going to come to the near side. It was intended here for Vega, number 5. He can't catch up to it. So it will be a 4th and about 7 for the Yellow Jackets. See if we can spot some of the Sydney defenders. I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Tyler Soule coming to the near sideline now, as he's been substituted for. The snap will be back toward Robinson. He'll finally get it away. He had to take it one bounce off the turf, and now booms it. And it's going to be down to the 25-yard line. And there it will be the Sydney Warriors taking over. I'll see if Coach Matthews is going to substitute liberally. I think that he probably will soon. This is the one that I saw before. We had a number 81 that I saw on the lineup way down before. Do you have it? Oh, you do have one. That's Dylan Rutenberg. Dylan in the game now. He's a junior, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds. Coming out of the game is Mike Cruz. See, in there as one of the wide receivers right now is Jordan Constable. The ball is going to be carried, though, by number 8. That's Austin McCarroll. And McCarroll is going to be finally caught at about the 18-yard line. The man who managed to bring him down was number 85, Matt Robinson. And it looked like McCarroll was off to the races on that one. And the last possible man to catch him did. Great run, though, by McCarroll. I hope you noted that one. We've got to have some people that are up there with rather high yardage. I don't know if you've been accumulating or not, but I would imagine that probably, I'd say probably McDonald has probably got a 100-yard game today, maybe. Vibbert going to hand it off to number 24, Nate McDonald. McDonald tries the center of the defense for Oneana. He'll get down to about the 8-yard line before he is surrounded by white jerseys and engulfed. Now he comes out of the game, given a big hug by a couple of the coaches. That's probably the last we'll see of Mr. McDonald tonight. Ojeda and McCarroll are in that backfield, and it looks to me like Billy Kozak is the other man. And what do we have? Vibbert's going to hand off to somebody. And Ojeda is the one who gets down inside the 5. That's all he needed was to get down for the first down. And he did that. Now 39. That is Tyler Soule is being told to stay in the ball game. Coming out of the contest will be Austin Dean. Also getting in is Derek Northrup. Northrup, a senior, 5'7", 145 pounds. And flags will fly. And they're going to say illegal procedure against the Sydney Warriors. You will see a fair amount of that as you have new men, sometimes in familiar positions, sometimes in unfamiliar positions. They are leading Patrick Vibbert, the junior, in there. Great wisdom in doing that because he is going to be with some of the underclassmen again next year, so it's good to let them get their timing down.
And also, Vibbert, the only quarterback listed on the roster.
Wise observation. Ojeda is in there. So is Soule, and so is Austin McCarroll. They are the men in the backfield. Whistles will blow all over the place as it is going to be Ojeda getting to the line of scrimmage and then taking a ride in reverse. So it is second and goal from about the 7. Oneana leading comfortably, 45-7. Did I say Oneana? Sydney leading Oneana, 45-7. 7:10 showing on the clock. The Warriors have the ball, and it's Ojeda trying to carry again, but he's going to run into just a wall of white jerseys. He will not be able to get through that wall. And now third and goal from the 5. So the ball has moved around, always inside the 10. Patrick Vibbert, 5'9", 145-pound quarterback, is once again going to keep it on the ground, and once again there is a wall of white jerseys. And boy, I'll tell you, we talked about some of the big guys that were in there before. And Cornelius Corkwell, 282 pounds, he was the guy that Ojeda ran into that last night. 6:11 on the clock. Vibbert, tripped and fell. but still managed to see number 39, Soul, coming through, and he hands the ball off to Soul as he's falling down, and Tyler Soul manages to get down very close to the line of scrimmage, and Sydney will immediately call timeout. So this is one of those, Mr. Bill, where you never know if it's going to be, well, we will talk things over and maybe have somebody kick, or maybe we're going to let everybody recharge and try a running play. Well, we will see. Billy Kozak has been doing most of the kicking. He is not in a kicking area. He is going to be split way out to the right. And now we see a situation where we do not see Patrick Vibbert. Vibbert is here on the near side. Maybe that was, over on downs. Okay, so that is going to be the Oneonta Yellow Jackets, first and 10 from the 2-yard line. That is not in the other position. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Ooh, that probably was Skyler Thompson carrying the ball. Yep, he is. Number 21 is the one comes off the bottom of the pile.
And going for it on fourth and one or fourth and two, whatever it was, really doesn't hurt Sydney. If you get a touchdown, great. Yeah, it's your lead. But if not, you turn the turnover downs, and Oneonta has to go 99 yards to get a touchdown.
Yep. And in the air, the ball is going to be lofted on. That's going to be, I want to say, Conrad. And I, as soon as I say that, it will be number 20, who we have no clue who that is. They're just going to say forward pass complete. That means it was not Conrad. That means that the field announcer doesn't know who it is either. Doubleheader for you tomorrow. We will have Unitiga taking on the Forks down at Chenango Forks in a 1:30 contest. And then in a game at 7, it will be BG at Seton Catholic Central. 4.5 minutes. The ball kept on the ground. They get out to about the 15-yard line, possibly the 16. It was Bitzer on the carry that time. He's a sophomore. 5'11", 157 pounds. That's about the heaviest I could get when I was in high school. My goal was to get to 160, and I couldn't do it. Ball carried again by, I believe, Conrad. Let's see. Sometimes you have to wait. Nope, it's our mystery man number 20 again, who we are assuming is one of the JV players who came up. We were told by one of the Oneonta coaches that they brought back, I don't know, 4, 5, so they would have some reserves for this game. Because Oneonta has experienced a down year this year. They just simply don't have the numbers. 320 on the clock. The ball batted around a couple times, and finally it is going to be Dylan Rudenberg who tries to grab it. And by then it had already touched a pair of Oneonta hands, maybe two pairs of Oneonta hands. It was thinking it was a volleyball, and Rutenberg couldn't get it so that he could gather it in. That brings up a kicking situation for Robinson. He's down inside the 5. The snap comes back to him. It's low and finally will be kicked away. I said it was going to be Robinson, and I believe that was going to be number 72, to Heron Williams. So Williams kicking for the first time this evening. Matt Robinson had been doing all of the kicking up until this point. His kick gets to midfield, and it is going to be put into play from right on the 45-yard line. So it didn't quite make it to midfield. You can see lots of laughs on the Sydney Warrior bench as they have this game very much in control. Three 3 minute mark coming up. And number 62 in the ball game again, Trey Crawford coming back in. They were waiting for him offensively. Vibbert hands it off in there that time to Tyler Soule. So Soule, as a running back, ends up at 210. Maybe one of the heaviest running backs that the Warriors have. Mm-hmm. No appreciable gain on the play. They'll get the ball to the 43. Gonna have a hectic morning tomorrow morning. Gotta be up early, mow a lawn before I go down to start the drive down. We'll have to work on those travel arrangements in a bit. Ball going to be snapped back and grabbed down. I believe it is number 14. That is Matt Higgins now. Higgins, 5'6", 130-pound junior, making his first ball-carrying play of the game. Now, people have stayed here pretty much for the duration of the game. We've noticed a fair number of Norwich fans here along with the others. Vibbert hands the ball off in there to Ojeda, and then Patrick went flying out of there. I think he was hit up a little bit, shaking off a little bit, but going right back into the huddle. Coming into the ball game is Mike Chase. Chase, 5'10", 170-pound junior. So we said there would be liberal substituting. There is. We're coming up on the one-minute mark. Sydney leading at 45-7 over their I-88 rivals, the Oneonta Yellow Jacks. Look out. Ojeda has the ball, and Roberto is churning. I don't believe he did. I believe in the actual fact that that was Higgins who was carrying. I think Ojeda was just running interference. So what'd they say? I thought the announcer said something else. Regardless, I still want to say it was number 14 who was in the middle of the action that time. 44 seconds clock running. And with that, it is going to be kept on the ground, and we have a lot of push and shove. Ojeda was the man who received that ball. He got no running room whatsoever. He had lots and lots of white all around him. So the clock is running at 20 seconds. The officials will put it down at the 21-yard line. I believe they're just going to let their clock run out. So you can go to work figuring up any final bits that you have and figure out who our award winners are. And I will say to the folks along the line, 2-1, and the ball game is ended. So the final score, 45-7, as the Sydney Warriors defeat the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. They get the cheers from the fans on the near side of the field. We'll be back with the final wrap-up of the ball game, maybe a bit of a recap and all of that other stuff. Harry Graves and Billy Blake here from Norwich on Friday Night Football on WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a six-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla. Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Double-digit pay rises are history. Now, money's a lot harder to get a hold of, and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call 563-3533.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake. Friday Night Football under the lights on your station for sports. Give me a quick recap there, Mr. Billy.
Well, it was all about the Sydney running backs. They just pounded the ball on the ground tonight. Pretty easy night for the quarterback. Pat Vibber just have to give it to the plethora of running backs that the Warriors have, and it's going to be extremely difficult for any opponent because Sydney's offensive game, it looked very good tonight, and Vibber didn't have to do much, like I said. He just had to give it off to his running backs, whether it was McDonald or Zimmer, Kozak, McCarroll, the list goes on and on. A convincing opening night win for the Sydney Warriors. And as for the Yellow Jackets, you kind of mentioned it before, the numbers, they don't have many guys on their roster. It is going to be difficult. A lot of these players will have to play both offense and defense. But if they can get a few games under the together and get some camaraderie going, this is a team that might be able to put some wins together. They did win three straight games to end last year, but Brendan Lord has got to carry the crew this year for the Yellow Jackets.
He's the senior, and remember, he has two sophomores in that backfield. Our postgame show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years, putting the customers first every single game. NBT, member FDIC. Mr. Billy, your thoughts on tonight's offensive player?
I went with Austin McCarroll for tonight's offensive player of the game. He had a relatively quiet first half, but he really stepped up big in the second half as Sydney continued to pound the ball on the ground. He had seven carries, over 100 yards. He did have a touchdown run as well. And he is one of 16 returning seniors to this roster. He can play a big part down the road for the Warriors offensively if they're going to make a run for Section 4.
Remember, the coaches were playing the starters in the first half, giving them lots of playing time, and we started seeing variety come as the game progressed. The post-game show is also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. All at a good deal, and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla, Oneonta. Remember, I used to say North Norwich last year. Well, now they're way across Delaware County in Margaretville, so four locations to serve you even better. Billy, defensive player.
Defensively, I went with Damian Zimmer, also of Sydney. He did get some runs offensively, but defensively, he had an interception. He picked off Brandon Lord, and he also had a few great open field tackles, and he just looks like a fundamentally sound tackler, something you don't see that often. But if he can continue to play defense the way he did tonight, that will be it will be tough for opponents to score on Damian Zimmer and the rest of that Sydney defense.
Finally, the All-Purpose Award is being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Rose Smith, 607-563-3533. I would love to think that we were going to be surprised by the All-Purpose player tonight, but I don't think we will be. Mr. Billy.
No, this was by far the easiest one for me. What more can you say about the senior Nate McDonald for the Warriors? Two rushing touchdowns. He also caught a pass for like a 55- or 56-yard touchdown from Vibber. He was all over the place tonight, and he is definitely at the forefront of this Sydney offense. So Nate McDonald gets the All-Purpose Award on opening night in Section 4.
Again, the final score, 45-7, the Sydney Warriors over the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. Tomorrow we have a pair of games. It will be Unitego at Chenango Forks at 1:30 and BG at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium against the Seton Catholic Central Saints at 7 o'clock. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
We will be there, and we hope that you will be there, too, because it's always more fun to see a game from the ballpark. In the meantime, stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. From Norwich High School, good evening, everybody.
Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.